punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. All right. Beautiful day out there today, all in the 70s and 80s in western Oklahoma. Actually, I was looking up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma, and Goodwill is actually the warm spot in the whole state of Oklahoma, 90 degrees. It's 80 at Slap Out, 80 degrees at Buffalo, 73 at the May Ranch, 80 at Lahoma, 80 at Cheyenne, the home of the secret weapon. I bet he heads south from Cheyenne this evening to get into some money in a golf game, if I was guessing, but we'll see. Anyway, 79 degrees at Hollis, capital of the Harmon County, 83 at Hobart, out here in the Texas Panhandle, 82 at Lipscomb, 78 at McLean, 81 at Wellington. Believe it or not, I think I looked at radar a while ago, and they're right there in the southwest corner of Oklahoma, south of Altus. They're getting some rain because it's 74 degrees at Odell, who's usually the hot spot, and it's 90 degrees, 16 degrees difference between Odell and Wichita Falls, and it ain't that far between those two cities. So I'll check in on their radar there a little later on in the show. Nothing major going on today. It is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We got lots to talk about today. I'll have a report from Hobart on how their sale went yesterday. Looked like it was going pretty good. Give you upgrade on grains. And I got a really good report on chickens. We got chickens, cattle, corn, wheat, and peanuts to talk about today. So you probably don't want to go anywhere, because somewhere along the line I'll probably get something confused between the one of the two of those three or four of those items. How's that? First of all, before I get into what happened overnight in our ag world, I'm going to keep reminding you guys, because this is a great opportunity for you to get rid of some unwanted pesticides. So the ODF, ODAFF, has scheduled the next unwanted pesticide disposal program collection dates for October 17th in Walters, October 18th in Buffalo, October 19th in Dewey, Cotton County Fairgrounds, Harper County Fairgrounds, and the Washington County Fairgrounds. These disposals will be from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock, rain or shine, no charge. So if you got some stuff you need to get rid of, don't dump it in the dumpster and put it on our dumps. Get rid of this stuff. This is a no charge for this program. Limit is 2,000 pounds per entity. Only pesticides will be taken to the sites, no fertilizer, paint, oil, etc. If you got any questions, call Charles Looper at OSU at 405-744-5808. Remember those dates: the 17th at Cotton County Fair and Expo Center in Walters, October 18th at Harper County Fairgrounds there in Buffalo, and October 19th at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey, Oklahoma. I'm going to keep reminding you until you guys get it, you have it memorized. How's that? All right, let's see what happened overnight in the ag worlds. Doesn't look like nothing humongous exciting went on, but soybean futures dropped in overnight trading amid an increased forecast for production in Brazil. Output in the South American country, the world's largest exporter of the oil seeds, will total 162.4 million metric tons, according to the Brazilian Constantin Conab. However, you guess that's right. It sounds like one of those fighting movies, war movies. That's up more than 5% year over year, and if realized, would be a record, according to Conab. The trend of low prices associated with the supply shock in which global soybean production is estimated for 2024 to be much higher than demand. Even so, profitability appears more positive, mainly due to the reduction in production costs, especially the drop of more than 48% in fertilizers. Brazil is forecast by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to produce 163 million metric tons of soybeans in the 23-24 marketing year. That's up from 156 million tons a year earlier. Global output is projected at 401.3 million tons, up from 370 million tons, quite a bit of difference there. Ending stockpiles are seen at 119.3 million tons, and that's up from 103 million last year. Still, U.S. production is forecast at 4.15 million metric tons on yields of 50.1 bushels an acre. The agency said in a supply and demand report earlier this month, that's down from 4.28 million on yields of 49.5 a year earlier. Harvest acres in the U.S. is forecast to projected at 82.8 million acres versus 86.3 from last year. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 14.5 cents to 13.05 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal is down 340 to 391.70 a short ton, while soy oil lost 0.6 cents to 58.69 cents a pound. Corn for December delivery was down 2.25 to 480 a bushel. Have more on corn later on in the show. Wheat futures fell 4 pennies to 584.75 a bushel in Chicago, and Kansas City futures declined 3.5 cents to $7.25.5 a bushel. I try to talk about it about once a month, but ethanol production, it's way low. It's dropped to a 4-month low, according to the USDA. Production average dropped to an average of 980,000 barrels a day, and it's usually well over a million barrels a day. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output fell to an average of 927,000 barrels, and that's down almost 60,000 barrels from last week. So anyway, it's dropping. But inventories, meanwhile, are on the rise to 21.68 million barrels from 21.17 million barrels a week earlier. So something's off there. Anyway, according to National Weather Service, storms will be all over eastern Iowa and northern Illinois this afternoon. More is expected all weekend. And that's good. They've been that's a outfit that's been states has been kind of dry here the last couple of months, so they'll take it. Some of the storms may be severe. Chance of showers will range from 40% to 70% on Saturday night. Air quality alerts have been issued for much of northern Minnesota this morning due to the smoke from wildfires in Canada. Sensitive groups such as people with lung disease, including asthma, heart disease, and children, older adults should limit prolonged. We need some of that smoke down here to smoke out some of them birds out of that oil rig and AT&T tower here in Elk City that everybody's complaining about. Hey, I'm going to the people that's doing this aside here. They're not harming the birds. The cackles and the buzzards, they're not hurting them. They're just scaring them off. So take a break. Let them do their job. Let them get out of there, because the people that are complaining don't live next to it. They're just here, war zone out there, they think. But anyway, buzzards and birds are pooping over everything, and the poop's corrosive, and just let them do their job. Leave them alone. You got any complaints, just hold them to yourself till they're done. Then you can complain all you want. They got a job to do. They've been asked to do it. Houses have been getting B-52 bombed with bird poop, and they got to get them out of here. They're not hurting them. They might be hurting their feelings by making a move, but that's about it. So leave these people alone. Let them do their job. How about that? Okay, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When I come back, I have some on them. I have a little bit of weather for out in the Texas Panhandle. And we'll talk about up-to-date grain prices, cattle prices, see what happened at Hobart yesterday. And then next segment, I got peanuts with Tyro out of Georgia. And we got to talk about a farmer that's in Texas that has, because help is hard to find, how he's using modern technology to help him get his 5,500 acres of farm ground done in a hurry. We got all kinds of stuff doing. And then the last segment, I got chicken story for you. But sometime between now and the last segment, I got a pair of tickets to go see Jamie Johnson at Concho coming up over there at the casino there. And just be paying attention to my show today so you can answer them correctly. Jamie Johnson's bad to the bone. If you've never seen him in concert, you want to win these tickets. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark. with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If you guys are watching on Facebook, look at my new coffee mug that I got from Big Splash Burgers. Really, really nice coffee mug. I think you can buy them over there. Anyway, I don't know. They gave me one. So, anyway, pretty cool. Looks like a little bit of bourbon and Coke on a cold day will look really good in that cup. All right, currently here on the Gabe Gadsden Mezzanine Center, it's 83.3 degrees, 50% humidity. I picked Wellington, Texas for your update out in the panhandle. 80 degrees right now, heat index of 81. Humidity is 52, dew point 61%, or 61 degrees, and wind is out of the west at 12 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 18 miles an hour. So far this month, make month to date. Precipitation, 1.69 inches of rain. 8 soil temperature is at 78 degrees. Thank you very much out there in Wellington. Have a great day. Okay, let's see what the grains are doing up to date. Let me make sure they're up to, yep, they're up to date. Corn right now is, looks like it's down 7 at 475. March is 490. May is 498. Soybeans down quite a bit today for November, 1295, down 25. January down 24 at 1312, 1324 for March. Soybean meal looks like it's down $5.60 to $3.91.60 a short ton for October, $3.89.40 for December. January's $3.386.10. Soybean oil, October $59.66. December $58.43, January $57.88. Wheat, hard red winter wheat. December $7.15, down 13 today. March is $7.21, down 13 also. May is $7.25. What's cotton doing here? Cotton is down a little bit. October cotton $85.02, December $86.37. March 87.23. Cattle live October 184.80. Yeah, everything's in the red today, man. Everything's in the red. December 189.30, down 222. February's 193.95, down 190. Feeder cattle for September down 112 at 253.05. October's 257.62, down 295. And November's 262.82, down 275. January's 264.47, down 252. And March is 266.52, down $2.67. And where my hogs go? There's the hogs. Hogs, October 83.15, December 74.47, February 77.85, April 83.35. The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, everything's down. Only thing's not down, and it was a little bit earlier, is crude oil out of West Texas is at 89.72. It's up back 6 cents from what it was this morning. Had a busy morning this morning. I came in and took Sean's place in the Exploring Energy, and then Aaron's gone, and I went over there and sit down with Jared. Talk football, a little bit of baseball. So anyway, it's been a busy morning. Natural gas, October 264, down 8 cents. November's 286, down 5 pennies. Anyway, everything's just all over the place. Doesn't look good. It's a crazy day today. All right, let's see here. I gotta go find Hobart real quick. Sorry, forgot to do that. Let's go, Hobart. Stockyard. There we go. Whoops. Oh, where's the report at? Oh, I thought he put the report up. He didn't. So anyway, I'll have that report for you when it comes out. My bad. I thought he had the report up. All right, so let's go on talk about some peanuts. The USDA released their September crop production estimates Tuesday. In that report, they note that the U.S. Peanut crop is now expected to be 2% higher than last month's projection. According to Tyrone Spearman, that's up 14% from last year's crop. So let's see what he's got to say about that. Bear with me and see if I can get this right again this week.
According to the peanut estimate, it's jumped up 3,161,000 tons. That's up 2% from the previous forecast and now up an estimated 14% from 2022. Planted area of peanuts is up 5% from the previous estimate and up 14% for the year. Area harvest is 101.60 million acres, up 4% from the previous estimate and up 15% from last year. Average yield, let's say, will be 3,953 pounds per acre on peanuts. That's down 94 pounds per acre from the previous forecast and down 66 pounds per acre from last year. A record high yield is forecast in the state of Virginia. Checking on average yield, that is estimated now, Florida dropped down from 3,800 pounds estimated in August to 3,200 pounds of peanuts per acre. Alabama dropped from 3,450 pounds per acre down to 3,300 pounds per acre, and now they're saying Georgia will stay the same, 4,300 pounds per acre. But the national average will be 3,953 pounds per acre, with all the eight states reporting. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
All right, sorry about that buzzing noise, but that's actually Tyrone's recording. So anyway, last week he did it. It was really bad. They sent another one. But anyway, we'll get that all straightened out. But anyway, it sounds like everything's up a little bit in the peanut world. Well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agriculturists and rural communities around our state. At our state capitol in Oklahoma City and the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. You can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau, County Farm Bureau, by going to their office in Cheyenne. Our memberships are just $37.50 a year. That's $37.50. And come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various business. 580-497-2579 or go to okfarmbureau.org. Join them. Just like I said, Monday was talking about the Rangers and special agents in Oklahoma and Texas, talking about the cattle thieving and other equipment stealing going on, fuel robbing going on. Join one or all of these organizations. It'll end up costing you $250 a year, probably total, to join all these organizations, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the Texas and Southwest Cattlemen's Association there. Join them. Think of all those very valuable people and knowledgeable people. You can call the sheriff all you want. I'm not downplaying the sheriff. The sheriff's got a lot going on, and he got the whole county to take care of it. Somebody steals your cattle, or steals your stock trailer, or steals a piece of equipment, $250 worth of insurance, because these guys have professionals that know how to track, just like the marshals back in the day of the Western, back when Matt Dillon and Festus was out tracking people. They can track them down, get them caught, hopefully get your livestock or your equipment back. But anyway, up to $10,000 to $5,000 and a $2,500 reward goes out to this. Money talks, people, or they wouldn't be stealing this equipment. All right, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, we're going to talk. We'll just talk. How about that? Be listening. I'm going to ask the question right after this break for these Jamie Johnson tickets. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I say the future is ours. Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
Find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-06.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair. And they come to you. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your ag weather forecast for Buffalo, Oklahoma. 81 degrees, feels like 84. Dew point 69, humidity 66. Kind of muggy up there. Winds are out of southeast at 9 miles an hour. 24-hour rainfall, zero. 10-day rainfall, 0.68 inches. Or as they say around Grimes, Oklahoma. Highly educated buddies of mine. 681 thousandths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 77 degrees, 1 day average 10 inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunset at 7:39. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, 20%. 86 for high tonight, 20% chance of thunderstorms at Buffalo, and 91 degrees tomorrow. Let's see what the radar looks like just by chance. Leedy and northern part of Roger Mills County and southern part of Dewey and parts of Ellis and up around Woodward, they've been getting it on here the last couple weeks. So anyway, looks like there's quite a bit of rain between Altus and Lawton, and there looks like there's a little thunderstorm starting to form up and head northeast there in the southwest corner of Beckham County. Maybe hit Elk City here in the next couple hours if it stays together. Anyway, looks like there's rain everywhere. So, or rain in some areas, not everywhere. All right, so here's my question. My friends across the road, Big Splash Burgers, gave me this new coffee mug that's really cool. It's got a picture of them on surfboards and all that stuff. So I got a pair of Jamie Johnson concert tickets. And it is for October the 7th at 6 o'clock at the Lucky Star Casino in Concho. Two tickets, Jamie Johnson in concert. Take the fourth person to text in the correct answer for my question here. Also text in your name, because if you don't, your answer is worthless, because I don't know who you are. Anyway, text in your name, and the question I have is, what is Big Splash Burgers known for making? What's their big specialty over there? Big Splash Burgers, what's their known specialty over there for making? Fourth correct answer gets a set of tickets to Jamie Johnson. So let's move on with some farm news. All right, this is pretty cool. They interviewed a farmer down in Texas, and here's his top five technologies. This is a pretty cool deal. Steel blade pocket knife or silicone computer chip. Both are vital on a farm. Old and new, Texas grower Todd Westerfield sounds off on five technologies indispensable to his operation. With only three bodies to cover 5,500 acres of corn, cotton, and winter wheat, Westerfield stays on the hunt for tech advances. We got a heavy respect and appreciation for all levels of technology on our ground, he says. Figuring out what innovations work best requires patience, but there's also tremendous gains to be had, and we're seeing that right now across our farm. In the Blacklands outside of Moody, Texas, roughly 30 minutes southwest of Waco, Texas, Westerfield, 36, works with 5,550 acres of dry land acres on a gently rolling ground alongside his father, Terry. Their farmland stretches 14 miles from north to south. And there we go. That's about as low. Let's see here. In our geography, he says, no storage means losing $2 a bushel in some years. The tech behind a grain facility changes our whole dynamic of corn harvest and marketing. That's about as low on labor as you'll find in cotton, and that means efficiency is everything. In fact, the last 6 months, me and Dad planted all the crops, sprayed and side dressed by ourselves. In recent years, in tandem with trim labor, Westerfield's equipment fleet of tractors and strippers, all John Deere. You listening out there, Mr. JR down there at Sentinel, you listening? Listen to this. All John Deere has shrunk. We used to run two plow tractors, but I've moved to one, a 9X R640. And we're able to pull the bigger equipment and plow faster. We have two row crop tractors in rotation, one to pull a 12-row planter and the other to pull a 24-row planter. Also, we have a 120-foot sprayer and an SS70 combine with a 12-row header on it. A decade back, 10 years back, Westerfield ran two 6-row strippers and five farmhands. During the cotton harvest, averaging 110 cleared acres per day. As of 2023, he runs a single stripper, a 12-row C770, deploying two people to cover 200 acres per day. Less equipment is a must for us. If a new technology is a fit, he said, I'm going there. Eyes wide open, Westerfield says patience is an absolute necessity when using any digital technology in agriculture machinery. A mechanical problem is often a five-minute find and a five-hour fix. A computer problem is a five-hour find and a five-minute fix. Simple to fancy, Westerfield says five technologies in no particular order are invaluable on a day-to-day basis. He starts old school. First, I got to say pocket knife. Now, I'm talking about the one that is broken, that has a broken tip and becomes a flathead screwdriver. That's the most important one, he says. Second, and tagged is irreplaceable, he says, GPS. We were one of the first farms to run Deere's brown box ITC receivers. At the speeds we move now and our big equipment size, I can't imagine having to stare at a fence post across the field. Section control was third. Our sprayer is equipped with exact apply, and that means nozzle by nozzle control, and not only for on-off, but also for true compensation. The same thing goes for our planter, row by row. It's really simple. Section control gives us big dollars. Fourth, smartphone value is incomparable. What can I say? Looking up parts, apps, logging into monitor, ag monitor markets, weather, communication, and much, much more all through my phone screen. I remember the days when my dad had to run to the farm through his pickup and pay phones. On farm radio communications ranks fifth. We've got three people stretched out over a lot of acres, and communication was a stressor for us in the past. Not anymore. Our pickups, semis, and tractors all equipped with Midland radios or handhelds. It's instant, reliable communication and something we can't do without. Those five are awesome, but it's so hard to stop at five great pieces of technology, he adds. From a corn standpoint, how can I mention technology without talking about the grain facility? In our geography, no storage means losing $2 per bushel in some years. The tech behind a grain facility changes our whole dynamic of corn harvesting and marketing. What technology does Westerfield see around the bend? Everything, he says. The AI is coming. Does that mean John Deere, for example, can achieve a completely autonomous corn crop from planting to harvest? I don't know about the timing, but I've tested for John Deere engineers, and it's coming. So, anyway, expect a flurry of agriculture technology advances, Westerfield concludes. We're at a point where I think we'll have Deere see and spray as a farm regular in 10 years from now on. Tech advancements arrive in layers, and those advancements you hear about are coming to farms really are going to happen again. I think they'll get there before he retires, he said. So anyway, technology is so pleasant. I don't have GPS on my tractor, sorry, but I've got small fields that I can still put my silver arrow in the front of my hood on a fence post up there and get a good start. And I do have a GPS. I got one of those T-Jets for spraying. But as far as planting and stuff, I got a 15-foot no-till drill, a shredder, and that's all I need for my little 200-acre operation. So anyway, be nice. I've seen it working. Pull up beside the combine, hit a button, and just automatically follows the combine. It's pretty cool stuff, but not this cap. Well, let's go ahead and take a early Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. I'll see if anybody's a winner for the tickets, and then we got some chickens to talk about. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
I might introduce myself. I'm Clarence Robinson from Arapahoe, Oklahoma. Well, what I decided to do one day, I have my wife, she had a 2019 Rogue, and I wanted to update. And so I decided that I go over to Wendy's because that's the closest Nissan dealer in western Oklahoma. And I didn't want to have to go all the way to Oklahoma City. From there, it was all positive. So I went over there and I met this girl, Cassie. I told her what I wanted to do, and she says, well, I've got a Rogue out here on the lot. You might want to look at it. I think you'll like it. And so I was wanting something that I could use GPS for traveling, you know. Well, this had it. Had it all built in already. Didn't have to do anything, just push a little button, and that was it. I saw like that. They gave me a heck of a trade-in. Didn't have to squabble with them or anything. They're very professional, very courteous, and upfront and honest. I decided that I go over to Wendy's. Now I'm the owner of a 2023 Rogue.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 18th. 1,352 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 517, brought 278, 6 at 603, brought 259, 3 at 658, brought 231, 8 at 659, brought 262, 27 at 713, brought 275, 62 at 855, brought 252.50, 6 at 856, brought 253, 5 head of heifers at 306, brought 265, 13 at 538, brought 240, 10 at 632, brought 248, 20 at 690, brought 240, 6 at 720, brought 250, 4 at 896, brought 219, 5 at 912, brought 217.50. Butcher cows were 78 to 124. Butcher bulls brought 81 to 135. Bred cows were 1,200 to 1,600. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather for Altus, Oklahoma. Currently at Altus, it's 76, the dew point's at 64, humidity's at 65%, winds are out of the southeast at 11 miles an hour. You have gotten 1/10 of an inch here in the last 24 hours. 10-day rain total, 0.52, a little over half an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature. 79 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.4. 7:37 the sunset, 50% chance of rain today, 87. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, about 30%, 67 for low. Tomorrow, back to the real world, 96 degrees in Altus, Oklahoma. All right, we got a winner. Dude, people know their burgers. Anyway, some of them know those burgers by heart over there. But anyway, the correct answer was burger or hamburger. Ray Clemens, you are the winner. You was the one text in at the right time. Anyway, thanks everybody else for participating. Yes, Christy, I know they got the Thunder Burger. And then we got the Wipeout. We got all kinds of burgers over there. So anyway, thanks for participating. Ray, I'll put your name on these tickets, and you can pick them up between now and October the 7th, anytime. So anyway, I'll have those out front for you. All right, let's see what's happening with chickens. You guys ready? This is kind of a long deal here, but I'll see if I can add some flavor to it. Keep your attention. While chickens are self-sufficient in finding snacks, bugs, and plants, often do not meet all of the chicken's nutritional needs. Calcium deficiencies are common in free-ranging chickens that are not supplied with a regular food source. So supplementing their diet with commercial feed is encouraged. Otherwise, lack of proper nutrition can lead to nutritional deficiencies and health problems, as well as a decrease of egg production. How about that? Chickens should generally be fed 2 pellet meals a day, either by hand or in a feed dispenser. This diet can be complemented with fresh food, fruits, vegetables, but the extra shouldn't surpass more than 10% of the chicken's daily food intake. Obese chickens generally get this way because of an improper diet. Since chickens cannot overeat, this is because they have a crop. Food travels to the crop before it moves into the stomach and further into the digestive tract. Once the crop is full, a chicken will stop eating until the food gets digested. Since there is little risk of overeating, there's no downside to leaving food out all day. They will not eat overnight, though chickens, you know, they're by nature, they sleep at night and awake during the day. They will rarely get up from the roost to eat or drink during the night. Regular feedings are important to keep chickens healthy, but missing a meal doesn't necessarily mean equal a disaster. How long can they go without eating? Depends on the bird. Let's see how long they figured out here. A chicken's age affects how long it can go without food. During the 3 weeks of incubation, chicks get nutrients from the yolk sac and the egg. These nutrients can sustain them for up to 72 hours after hatching, even if they don't eat anything. This is what allows distributors to ship newly hatched chicks across the country without feeding them. I didn't know that. However, as soon as the chick arrives at its destination, it should be offered water. To bolster chicks, sugar can be added to the water to give them a boost. Once the nutrients from the eggs have worn off, however, chicks cannot survive longer than 2 or 3 days without food. While adult chickens do not have the luxury of sustained calories from the egg, they are hardier than their younger counterparts. Adult chickens can last 4 to 5 days without food, as long as they have access to water. Healthy chickens will naturally fare better than unhealthy chickens, though all will succumb to malnutrition after that time period. Whether or not the hen is currently egg-laying can also affect how long they can go without food, as laying requires lots of calories. How a chicken is housed can also affect how long it can go without food. Free-range chickens can sustain themselves easily in the short term, particularly in the summer, when they have plenty of access to bugs and plants. They are very self-sufficient and will happily look for their own food if commercial food is not provided. A free-range chicken can survive indefinitely, without food provided by people, as long as it's got access to water. Remember what Dr. Taylor Mouse says, our vet here at Stockman's. Water is important for all pets, including chickens. However, as mentioned before, not all chickens' nutritional needs may be met by a forage diet, so it's best to ensure they have other food options as well. Chickens in a coop or enclosed run don't have the luxury of foraging like free-range chickens. While their free-range counterparts can survive indefinitely without food, caged chickens don't have the same access to supplemental food sources. These chickens won't survive more than 4 or 5 days, assuming they have access to water. While a chicken may be able to tough it out for about a week without food, it cannot do the same without water. If temperatures are cool, chickens can survive up to 48 hours without water. Chicks can last about 6 hours without water, However, if temperatures are above 75 degrees, they will require water more often and sooner. Chickens are tough animals, but they do better with cold temperatures than hot ones. This is because chickens can't sweat, so they rely on their respiratory system and cool water to keep them from overheating. If it is hot, a chicken might only survive 10 to 16 hours without access to water. Even if the chicken survives, a dehydrated hen may stop laying eggs for up to 2 weeks afterwards. So it's very important to keep water out for your chickens all the time. How's that? Hydration is also important because food needs to stay moist in the crop for chickens to digest. If the food dries out, it can't process the digested trait and the chicken will die. To stay properly hydrated, chickens need between 180 and 500 milliliters of water a day. So you guys do the math on that. This number varies depending on the size of the bird, the temperature, and whether the chicken is inside or out. Some fast-growing breeds of broiler or meat chickens need more water to sustain their growth because they are, what did it say here? It says, I've seen a chart where one broiler or meat chicken might consume a liter of water per day. Chickens are resourceful and don't want to starve, so they can get creative and find themselves without food. If a hen is currently producing eggs but doesn't have access to food, she will eat her own eggs or those of the neighbor to get nutrients. This behavior will start after 2 to 3 days without a meal. Egg eating can be a tough habit to reverse, though, so it's better to ensure chickens are getting enough food before the problem starts. In addition to eating eggs, chickens will look to other birds for food. Cannibalism will often occur if chickens get hungry enough. Starving chicks will start picking at weaker birds in the flock. That generally starts with bullying and feather picking, but aggression can escalate quickly as the chickens get hungry. And I'm telling you, I learned that the hard way with pheasants. I raised pheasants and quails and chuckers, and pheasants were terrible about plucking other pheasants from the back, in the back end there, and it wasn't because they was hungry, I know that, because they had a self-feeder out there. They just did it really bad, and I learned from a guy that had a pheasant farm down by Frederick. You guys probably remember that guy that had the show stock stuff for steers and stuff, hams. Anyway, he raised thousands of birds down there, and he told me the trick to it. And, I mean, it was nasty. Those birds were pecking their back ends out of other birds. It was just gross. But anyway, so I started putting in chicken livers with my feed every day, and the chicken pecking, or the pheasant pecking, automatically stopped. There was no more blood and guts and gross looking stuff out there in the pens, but it ought to put chicken liver in with the feed and they quit pecking each other. It's crazy. I never dreamed it, but it worked. Ultimately, if a chicken goes too long without food, it suffers malnutrition, starvation, and eventually death. Like any animal, chickens should be fed regularly and provided with unlimited access to water to prevent starvation and dehydration. Remember, chickens are high-energy animals with fast metabolisms that need to eat all the time. With a balanced diet, proper hydration, chickens can continue to be healthy and have healthy, happy egg producers. So there you go. There's your chicken story of the week. Anyway, all right, let's see here. Got one more deal here. I want to update you on the senators address rural veterinarian shortages. So they're working on this. And I think it's pretty cool. Senator Debbie Stabenow, or however you say that, out of Michigan, and Mike Krapko out of Idaho introduced legislation this week to address what they say is a critical shortage of veterinarians in rural communities. The Rural Veterinarian Workforce Act includes tax incentives intended to encourage more veterinarians to practice in rural communities. Efforts to pass simpler legislation have failed before, according to them. More than 500 counties across 46 states have reported critical veterinarian shortages. They say this bill is needed to improve care for livestock and poultry while addressing local food safety and health concerns. Quality veterinarian care is essential to the ag economy and public health in rural communities in Michigan and across the country, she says, but too many communities lack the veterinary services they need. This bipartisan bill will provide incentives to veterinarians to practice in underserved areas where quality veterinarian care is needed to ensure healthy livestock and safe food supply. Lots of senators from all over. I didn't see any Oklahoma names in here, but I'm sure they're involved in it, and they've got it working on the House side too. Anyway, more than 100 national and state organizations signed a public letter urging Congress to pass this bill. So I'll keep you guys up to date on it. It'd be kind of cool to see what happens on that. You guys have a great day. You've been listening to Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless. See you guys tomorrow.